Oh, come on. We just oozed.
Oh, my God.
Well, I kind of half expected the turn one.
Yep, there it goes.
You know, we're
the
doing
question
this
is
ooze
if we come back,
so much that we can release a club track.
Oh, yes. I don't think Bradley has heard the ooze beatbox yet, because it, yeah.
Ooze.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
Yeah, between the Shoshone and the Assyrians, those are two pretty nice civs to have when you're going up against some AI.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. And meanwhile, I've got the turtle up civ. And I'm in a corner.
That's you in a corner.
Yep.
In the spotlight.
Probably not that
no,
much,
so he's on. Yeah, I was going to say he's in the corner. He can't be in the spotlight.
Wanting my religion.
Well, according to our Emmy, can be.
What the heck is going on?
It's getting
he wandered
static.
Off and got out of range like he was talking about.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mackie.
How dare you get up from the computer?
Now I'm sitting at a different computer.
And does the owner know that you are at their
I'm imagining just like walking 2 feet into someone else's flat or whatever. And
actually, I went downstairs to the living room.
Oh, yoy.
He either went to the living room or space.
I think I've heard clear communications from the International Space Station. Jeez.
Yeah, it looks like it's something with the combat system out of sync. That's the first time I've seen that happen.
Oh, Lord.
Please don't name this after us.
Don't blame us for it.
The Polycast bug.
Got it.
Yes, this is the only people that do this screw up.
That's rig elections in Prague. So that way I can go to my spot and say, what's the prognosis of your...
Oh.
Ah, win.
Can we declare war on Dan for his puns?
That'd be one way for us to kill time on this continent, but it'd probably not be a good one.
Wow, I'm shocked. You guys must be doing something good against Japan, because he'd be willing to give peace treaty for peace treaty with me. I really haven't done that much damage to him.
I just killed off pretty much all his units near my territory, just died.
Oh, there's...
There it is.
He essentially allowed Japan to break his teeth on Damascus while I massed just an ass load of units up in front of Tokyo.
And he looks at that and goes, aw, crap.
And see, if you start pushing your units towards Osaka, he will be upgraded from an ass load of units to a metric fuckton.
It is metric.
That's quicker to kill with, right?
Nice to have it quantified.
With your siege powers combined, you are Captain Ownalot? Ponalot? There we go.
No.
Captain Planet!
You have to yell it. It's important.
What?
I was actually not doing that because I did not want to drive viewers away. But apparently, I guess you don't care about that.
No, he doesn't.
No, it's important to yell it loudly. I didn't yell it very loud because there are people around here and they'll probably get freaked out.
Yell it loudly and proudly.
Well, there are people around here and we're kind of freaked out, so... You know, I don't really know that worked out so well for you.
Yeah, so... Anybody want some siege towers?
Oh, fudge!
Sure, if you want to just, toss a couple my way. I mean, I'm making units, but it's going to take some time.
No. I got so distracted by...
Oh, you said...
I didn't settle on the coast.
Crap, force archers. That's going to hurt.
Okay, all right. I'll compensate. I'll be able to settle a city to the southwest that'll be on the coast, and it'll still get
yeah,
the fish.
And it can have all those nice quarries for stone.
I didn't screw myself, but that was not optimal.
Yes, not optimal.
I don't know why you were laughing at that, Mackie. I
did the same thing with Salzburg.
Yeah, that could be misinterpreted, but anyway, I'll go with my interpretation and enjoy it on that level, and you can take your interpretation and enjoy it on that one.
Okay, then.
Yeah, don't crush Dan's spirit.
That's not anything you're not supposed to touch.
What?
What? So, in other words, you made a podcast that made your Civ Online die?
Civ Online is still in development, Madjin.
So, when podcast is that going to come out?
About never, because nobody's in Asia?
Yeah.
I'm sure we could find somebody.
Never, because nobody's in Asia. Wow.
What? It's true. We don't have any people on the panel. We were there. Well, Lisa's over there right now, but, you know.
I know, but it just sounds like you're talking about, like, the world in general. I just want that printed on a t-shirt. There's nobody in Asia.
In Asia.
I meant nobody in this group that we do the podcast with is over there.
You know the problem with this, though? One of us needs to be at civil service, otherwise I can't really give you siege towers. Mm. Well, I can give you siege towers, but you're just not going to like the way you get them.
Open mind! Siege
tower right up your city.
Hey, what do you think about embargoing Greece?
Well,
that'll cut all his trade routes. He won't be able to do them to anybody but city-states. And that will hurt him hard.
And then you can embargo city-states if you're not going for freedom.
Okay. You know, seeing as how you voted for international games because I was looking for that. I'll help you out with this other than. I'd rather not at this point in the game, but that's all part of co-op-ish.
Ish.
Well, we're going to keep going to war.
Ish. Part of co-op-ish.
Oh, I don't believe it. You know where Bratislava is, right, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the mini-map.
You just saw Indonesians settle there? Oh.
Uh-huh. They really wanted that copper, man. Feel free to beat the crap out of that city and raise it.
Yep. My troops will get there before it gets to Korea, so that was really stupid. That was pretty obnoxious.
Welcome to having Indonesia on the same continent as you.
And once again, no iron anywhere near me.
That's right, Indonesia. It's the same continent, you idiot.
No iron at all on my continent.
God.
Gosh.
Cool.
Yeah, derp.
This is awesome. I told my spearman just to fortify a heal, figuring he's going to die anyways. Now I have two barbs that are also very, very wounded doing circles around it. Like, oh, come on, man. Not fair. Move or something so we can attack you.
Alright, now I got three cannon.
Oh, they attacked? Ah, they double attacked and suicided. Good job. Bye, barbs.
Good job, dum-dums.
So I guess we gotta go sailing to find the other two buggers.
I got something like...
Yeah.
12 turns to astronomy. Alright, I think next turn I will attack Dan. I mean, I will attack Caesar on Dan, comma, Dan.
I don't know.
But yeah, I should say Dan, comma, I will attack Caesar on next turn.
Oh, man. And given where it's located, I was the first to find Jerusalem, but I was blocked by freaking barbs in the first few turns. Mm. Oh, I might have been able to get the stone circles.
Poor Dan.
Man, I was finally at peace with that, and then this revelation. Oh.
Could you stop whining, my god?
No, I will not.
Who was the prick that built the Great Library?
Not me.
You wouldn't be whining about it being gone, would you?
Yes, I would be. I was like a few turns away from it. Damn it.
Well, I'm sure it's not a human.
Yay. Mackie and I are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friend zone.
Did you say friend zone?
Oh, there's no such thing. That's people being sore that they didn't get sick. That's all that is.
Why do I see a Polynesian missionary?
Happiness, happiness, happiness. Plus, we never got an embassy with each other. That's crazy.
I just want to say hi.
Oh, hey.
Gotta say, hey there.
Can you say it slightly less creepy?
Maybe.
Not?
Not that you...
He could, but why?
Record dates in range March 2013 to October 2013. Civilization 3 clips, copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 Take 2 Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.